Let's kick things off here in part one of the webinar funnel system with your vision. Before we get too deep into the nitty-gritty of putting all the pieces together, it's important for you to see that big picture of where you're headed, why webinars are going to be an important part of your marketing strategy, and what are some things you should be thinking about here at the beginning. I've typically found that people who want to put a webinar system together get too much into the weeds too fast, but you don't really need to see your destination to know where you're going, right? You simply need to have that big picture of where you want to go, and then let's put that pathway in front of you to make sure that you can get there. So you simply need to ask yourself the question, will webinars work for you? Well, to answer this question, I want you to think, how do you attract or serve your customers? And if you do so through demonstrations or case studies, if you are able to provide engaging content that wants them to learn from you more, if you have something that you can showcase in a visual manner or an emotional way or in an educational fashion, then you can benefit from webinars. You'll often see us use examples here at Lead Pages of business-to-business types of webinars and how to use Facebook marketing or how to use Pinterest, how to use webinars themselves. In other words, how to grow a business with a specific set of strategies. Well, you can also use webinars to provide access to information on knitting, like one of our customers, Liat Kat, does. The point is, if your products or services are able to connect with people, and if you're able to provide them with some form of presentation that gets them more excited about what it is that you do, then you can benefit from webinars. Here at Lead Pages, webinars have made us more money than anything that we've ever done. It's a highly leveraged strategy, and we love doing it every single week. We also like to take a cue from the bigger companies of the world, and the Fortune 500 business-to-business software companies are using webinars to sell their software as well. The point is that you're going to be able to leverage high engagement webinars and the replays when you want to better connect with your prospects and customers. And I'm assuming that, like many people, you have been watching webinars over and over and over again, and you've enjoyed them. You've become a customer of a product, perhaps even a customer of Lead Pages. It's time for you to stop being a consumer only with webinars. Now it's time for you to be a producer. And you'll hear us say this over and over again, webinars are an all-in-one magic bullet for your business because they provide such great quality traffic of people who are engaged and really interested in what it is that you provide. They also have the highest conversion of anything else that we happen to market, and they allow you for partnerships so you can introduce your products and services and your concepts to different audiences based on the leadership that people have in those fields. And finally, we love webinars because they are a quick way to produce products. You can create products in a matter of minutes. Just think about it. In under an hour, you can have a product that you can continue to use to market your products and services any time of day, any day of the week. Now, it's very possible that you have already been cranking on webinars and have just been awesome, but I'm going to assume that for most people who are taking this course, that you are just getting started or you've done a few and you just haven't seen the results yet. So what kind of webinar should you be thinking about creating first? Well, I always recommend that you start with a Q&A webinar, a Q&A webinar that allows you to simply answer the common questions that people have. And I'm sure that you already have a list of those questions that you get introduced to all the time, but you can also do a webinar where you allow the attendees to bring their questions to you, and then you hold an office hours session in order to answer those questions. As soon as possible, then, I would love for you to develop a signature webinar that you continue to present to audiences, both your own audiences and those of your partners. Then keep tweaking it, keep revising it, keep making sure that you take the feedback from your previous webinar and make the next one even stronger. One of the pitfalls that people run into when they're trying to do webinar marketing is they try to do too many different webinars, and then they confuse both their marketplace and their joint venture partners. So instead of trying to reinvent the wheel all the time, simply repeat one webinar every 2 weeks at least. Now, I know that might seem like it's a stretch because perhaps you've only done one webinar in the past or maybe none at all, but I can tell you here at Lead Pages, we typically do at least 6 webinars a week. So doing one every fortnight is a pretty reasonable expectation. I recommend that you do your webinars live, even if you have just a handful of people on your initial webinars. Doing them live provides you with that other person on the other side of the screen. which is going to elevate your energy, and it's going to make your presentation feel that much more energized for your viewer. You'll also enjoy more interaction with your guests by asking questions, doing polls, and finding out what's really interesting to them and what do they respond to. Once you finish your webinar, do take advantage of the replays, but do what you can to make the live webinars worth attending. In Module 3 of this course, I will walk you through how to improve your attendance, but one of the key secrets is to make sure that each webinar you do is awesome for those that actually took the time to not only register, but to actually participate with you live. Finally, as you think about your creation of your webinar, realize that most of the magic of your webinars is going to happen before and after your webinar. Most first-time webinar hosts spend way too much energy and put too much focus on the presentation itself. But the preparation beforehand and what you do to leverage your webinar after it's over is really what's going to benefit you for the long-term results of your business. Now, I want to show you the complete webinar funnel system that I'll be exploring throughout the rest of this course. But first, let's take a look at what the typical webinar marketing process looks like for most users. First, before your webinar, you have people register through a very boring registration page like this one. You have a simple title, you have a specific time and date when to show up, and you ask for people's name and their email address. During the webinar itself, you record your presentation, hopefully using a quality microphone like this one, which is actually what I'm using right now. And then after the webinar is over, you may put up your video as a replay on something like YouTube. Now, honestly, if you had a choice between doing this simple, typical way and doing it not at all, of course, I'd recommend that you do it this way. But if you truly want to leverage the power of webinars, you want to fully maximize each step of the process. And this is exactly what we're going to do here in the Webinar Funnel System course. It starts even before your webinar is available by preloading your list with content and with downloads that provide your audience with something of interest and of high value that gets them excited about anything that you would share with them. Then you can invite them to your webinar, which you design based on the feedback you get from the initial material you're giving to them. Once they've registered for your webinar, it's very important that you send them to an engaging thank you page that not only reminds them of what's important about the training they're about to attend, but it also gets them to share it and schedule it in their calendar so they don't forget about it. I'll also show you how to take advantage of one of the cool features of Lead Pages that lets you register your audience for a webinar with a single click. Now, don't worry, in part two of this training, I'm going to break down each of these elements so that you know exactly how to implement them for your webinar funnel too. The next phase of the webinar funnel system isn't just about presenting, it's about engaging your audience, both in materials that they can access and print at their home, as well as the actual presentation itself and how you consistently check in with your audience through questions, polls, and other interactive activities. In part three of this training, I'll show you how to elevate your engagement levels so you can have more excitement on your call and have better financial results from it. The next piece of the webinar funnel system is to present your replay on an attractive but time-sensitive page, and also provides your viewers with a high converting call to action so that it's super easy for them to move forward with you. We'll dive deeper into this in part four as I show you how to scoop up all the folks that didn't buy during that first webinar. Finally, we'll make sure that you can leverage your webinar by chopping it up into pieces and repurposing it in multiple ways. And once you've put the entire webinar funnel system into place for yourself, you simply rinse and repeat and revise to continuously get better and better results. We'll dig deeper into this leverage piece in part five of this training. As I take you through the remainder of this training, I'll demonstrate for you how we're doing this here at Lead Pages and how you can use Lead Pages, Lead Boxes, and Lead Links to elevate your webinar success as well. Before we end this section, I want you to think about what your number one pathway is for your webinar. Are you focused on selling your own product or service? Are you focused on selling somebody else's product or service as an affiliate partner? Perhaps you want to attract consultation appointments so you can land high-level consulting clients. Or perhaps you love to deliver training to your existing customers. Whatever your primary goal is, you'll be able to take what you learn from this course and within the next few weeks have your complete webinar funnel system in place. For the sake of this training, I'll be focusing specifically on selling your own products or services, but you can easily apply these same lessons to the other three as well. Now let's talk logistics for just a moment. You want to make sure to get the right tools to be successful with your webinars. I highly recommend that you utilize the GoToWebinar system. There are other platforms out there, but in my experience, I still have yet to see a superior platform than the GoToWebinar system. And although you can use other systems with the lessons I'm sharing with you here in this webinar funnel course, I'll be using the GoToWebinar in the actual demonstrations. You also want to get a mic or a headset, and I recommend the Blue Yeti microphone. This is what I'm using right now, and I think you'll agree, it puts out some pretty nice sound. I also recommend that you use a wired internet connection. Although you can certainly run a webinar through a wireless connection, I've always found that having the wired connection takes one more variable out of the equation. If you're going to be sharing any kind of information along with demonstrations you may do, then you'll want to have PowerPoint or Keynote. These, of course, are optional. You can certainly showcase a demonstration straight on your screen, but by using PowerPoint on a PC or Keynote on a Mac, you'll be able to increase your production value. Finally, because webinar recording sometimes can go a little haywire, I do recommend that you utilize Camtasia for a PC or ScreenFlow for a Mac in order to record your webinar and to edit it for the repurposing stage that we'll talk about in part number 5. Now, before you go on to part 2, make sure you download some of the additional materials I've created for you to ensure your webinar funnel success. Simply click on the button below to download your Lead Pages Guide to Webinar Marketing, the Webinar Funnel System Checklist, and the Webinar Funnel System Mind Map. Just enter in your email address and let me know where we can send those files to your inbox. And if you're ready, go ahead and jump into part 2, and I'll show you all about attracting your ideal audience for your upcoming webinars.